Radio.com.
Hey everybody, here we go again. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and as always, we have an excellent show for you. I know I say that every week. Every week it's true. We have interesting guests and people that want to talk to you and want to share what they know with you. So today, we are getting in your business. We're getting on your calendar because I've got events for you this weekend on Saturday and on Sunday that you're going to want to mark down and come on and be a part of it. First up, Dave Lutz and Jim Kelly are here to tell you about Back the Bonner Blue event coming up on Saturday, and then a little bit later on in the program, Panhandle Patriots Riding Club will be here because they're going to ride from Coeur d'Alene to Sandpoint, and they want to honor not only the first responders, but the people, the fallen people that suffered on September 11th, 2001. So a great weekend coming up for you. We're going to tell you all about it right after these messages.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
What are you doing?
Breaking news. Duh.
Whatever.
Crazy prices everywhere are making people say no to things they want and need. But I know driving a car you hate stinks. That's why this year I'm skipping September and making it Yep-tember. So no matter what's been holding you back from driving the nicer, newer car you want, I'm saying yep. Low down payments? Yep. Low monthly payments? Yep. Still owe on your current ride? Yep. You could get thousands more based on the price of the car you pick. Yep. Heard no in the past due to some credit problems? My solution specialists are prepped to say yep. So put the pep back in your step only during yep timber. But hurry, this deal's done once I help 99 people say yep to a nicer, newer car. I'm Neil, your dealer for the people. See all the yep-worthy rides at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinance. Offer absolutely expires September 30th, 2022. And have you had enough coffee today?
Nope.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Three, two, one, blast off! The Spokane County Interstate Fair is all systems go with 10 days of out-of-this-world entertainment, food, and fun. Rodeo fans, get your tickets for Idaho Central Credit Union's PRCA Tough Enough to Wear Pink Friday, September 9th Rodeo today. Rodeo tickets are on sale now at TicketsWest.com. Wear your pink and receive prizes from Every Woman Can at the Idaho Central Credit Union's PRCA Tough Enough to Wear Pink Friday Night Rodeo.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, welcome back in. We've got our guests for you here, Jim Kelly, Dave Lutz, and they're going to talk to you about Back to the Bonner Blue. Jim Kelly, we're going to start with you. How did this get started? This is the third year, right?
It is. And Barbara, I'm a retired police officer. I had 32 years of service at a city police department in California. And then I was a Marine deputy here for 3 years. So I have my heart's in the law enforcement profession. And throughout the summer of 2020, I was watching the craziness across the country, the riots, the fires. And what was happening to our police officers. People wanted them to defund it and throwing things at them, and not, they didn't appear to get a whole lot of backing. So as I thought about this more and more, I thought, well, what can I do as an individual? I can't go to Chicago or Minneapolis and do anything to help. So I thought, well, I can do it locally. I can start local. And I thought, well, what can I do locally? And it dawned on me, well, why don't I just have a rally similar to if your football team has got a big game on Saturday. On Friday night, your high school students get together and they have a big rally to cheer on their team. And that's what this is. I wanted to let all the law enforcement personnel in this county and everywhere know that you're not hated. You are by some, but people love you, respect you, and back you all the way. And that's how this whole thing got off the ground.
That's a total yes, sir, from me. I just respect and love and honor all of our law enforcement, all of our responders. And Dave Lutz, you are part of some of the responders that you're helping with the event, but you're also, you and the Chaplain Corps are being honored also because you guys and the women roll out for these events that are difficult, aren't they?
Yeah. Our primary focus as chaplains is really to come alongside the men and women who serve, whether that be law enforcement, fire, EMS, and really just kind of help them either on scenes with the families. There's a lot of times we'd like to get them back in the car or back in the truck and get them back on their job so we can take time and work with the families. But you know, there's a cost to everything that we do, whether we love somebody or whether we dislike somebody. There's a kind of a silent cost, and there's a silent cost for law enforcement, EMS, fire, anybody, military that serves. And so our goal, our primary purpose is just to come alongside these agencies and support them, whether that be physical needs, whether that be, you know, spiritual needs, if that's what they like, emotional need, whatever it is. And we're not there to keep score or fix people. We're just simply there to come alongside of them and work with them through whatever they're going through. And this event is just a way that we can reach out and not only show the community support and love for these guys, but it's a great opportunity for us to get out and just let people know what we do as chaplains and how they can support what we do as far as the things that we're asked to do. So,
you know, Dave, one of the things I've learned the last couple of times talking to you, and you've just repeated it today, I think that before with the Chaplain Corps, I was just always thinking of that you're there for prayer support or you're there for the victims, which you are. I hadn't focused entirely on how you're there for the responders, that they also, as time goes on or the difficulty of the event goes on, they need emotional support or spiritual, they need a prayer or they need some help in some way that you can provide for them. I just hadn't thought of that realm yet, and that is so important.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a blessing to be able to come alongside of somebody, and even if it's offered nothing but an ear, sometimes, most of the time, people just want to talk about what's happened, and that's actually a very healthy first step for your mental health. And as you know, as men, as responders, women, you know, when we get in those types of jobs, we tend to want to just block those things out because we have to go to the next one. And so if we get an opportunity just to have somebody just shut up and listen, we use the acronym WAIT, why am I talking? Be there to support people and do whatever we can do. And again, we're not going to come in and beat you over the head with a Bible. If you ask for prayer, absolutely, I'd love to share my faith with you. But as importantly, just the physical needs that are there during any event that we can come alongside and be a support role.
Just your presence and maybe some hot coffee and donuts if
there's a lot
if
of
it
that.
Rolls on a little
I'll
bit.
I'll be honest.
Well, you are supporting this Back the Bonner Blue event coming up this Saturday. Jim, tell us when and where so our listeners can come and join in the rally.
Sure. The event is this Saturday, September 10th, from noon to 2 p.m. And the location is we meet up in the parking lot of the Bonner County Courthouse on First Avenue between Superior Street and I forget the other street, but where the hydra is. Anyway,
we
meet up there, and then we we have a little briefing, basically what we're doing, and then we just get out along the sidewalks in front of the courthouse and across the street in front of the community center, and just to make it clear for people, this is not a protest. It's not a demonstration. And I was once asked by a reporter, well, is this about blue lives being more important than other lives?
Oh, said, my goodness.
Absolutely not. What this is about is simply
Who
a rally.
Thinks that way?
Well, there's always somebody going to...
Looking for
something.
A headline, I guess.
And just to be clear, we're not going to ask you for any money. We're not going to ask you for your personal information. We're not going to have you sign up for volunteer work. We would just like you to come out for whatever time you can
You don't
afford.
Need our email and a password?
I don't need the password. I don't need your credit card number, unless you want to give it to me. But it's just a good old-fashioned rally. And if you come out, and we have signs that I've had printed up. They're 18 by 24-inch signs. If you want one of these, I'll give you one of these. And people can take it and bring them home, put them in your window, put them in your yard, whatever you want to do, or bring it back next year. And those will be available, and if anybody wants to bring their own American flag, Blue Lion flag, just something to show your support for our local law enforcement community.
That's the great seal of the state of Idaho that's on their back, the Bonner Blue, and it says, Esto Perpetua. My hardest question, what is that? Do we know what that is in Latin? You probably do.
I do not know. I actually paid someone
to talk about
to
that one before
logo,
the show.
and I never asked him about that.
I just saw this. I got a sign last year. Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out.
I will find out.
Well, the other thing,
yes.
The difference, one of the things we're doing a little bit different this year is Jim has graciously made those signs year and year over for the last 2 years, now the third year. This year we actually had 100 t-shirts printed up, and I will be needing your credit card number, and I will take your money because we are going to sell those.
Yes.
But they're going to be available at the event, and when they're gone, they're gone. We're not going to rerun that. We just want to get those out there. Most people are very familiar with the Back the Blue sweatshirts that we have. Right now, I think we have about 7,000 of those throughout both Bonner and Boundary County. And for us, yes, we do make a few dollars on the shirts, but most importantly for us is we get that sign out there every day on the backs of men and women in the community. So, our responders know how much they're loved.
Yeah, t-shirts, sweatshirts. Are you still going to have caps? Because I got a cap last year that says, did you sell out on caps?
We did.
I am so glad I got mine.
You should be. Yeah, it's probably worth a lot more this year. But the other thing we do have is
I'll try to sell it and donate it.
There you go. There you go. We did have last year Blue Line Barbecue came.
Yeah.
And we had sandwiches available. We're going to do the same thing this year.
Yep.
Get a small meal, a sandwich, bag of chips, and a drink for $10. And again, are we going to make a little money? Sure we are, but we got to buy those donuts and coffee, like you said.
So. Exactly. It's all for not just, I don't even want to say a good cause, it's for a great cause. This is a really good thing. The rally is good and raising some funds to support the Chaplain Corps and the service that you guys do for all of our law enforcement and all of our responders is really, really, really important. So it's Saturday, beginning at noon.
At noon, that's
where
we're
people supposed to park when you come. I parked over across the bridge towards City Beach.
Right. The courthouse parking lot itself is
available
because the courthouse is closed that day.
Okay.
And there's quite a bit of room in there.
Okay. Okay, so park at the courthouse. That's where the event is, and then across the street in front of the community center. And you guys will have signs. People could donate for signs if they felt like it, if they wanted
to. Barbara, I pay for the signs out of my own funds, and it's just my way of contributing. I don't want people to feel obligated that they come and they're going to be asked for money or spend money. So I, God's been good to me, and I had enough money to purchase these, which is just my way of saying thank you to our law enforcement community and saying thank you to anyone who comes out to support the great community we have.
Saturday there. At noon, yeah. Come out and support this great community, Bonner County, and all of our law enforcement, our state troopers, and, you know, even beyond our county, that county border. We're focusing on Bonner County, but it's all of the men and women of law enforcement.
It is. And you know, we tend to forget dispatchers,
office clerks, yeah.
Correctional officers. Dispatchers and clerks go through quite a bit of stress on their jobs. They are part of the team, an important part of the team, and we honor everyone yeah. who's involved in the law enforcement profession.
You know, just as an example, I know we were saying, you know, supporting all of law enforcement, but before we went on the air, we were talking about Len Pine, who's in charge of the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, and you were telling me that with the fires in that area, that Chaplain Corps is responding to the needs of the community. How are they serving right
yeah.
now?
So currently they're staged up there. They are working as a liaison for some of the donations that are coming in, because there are a lot of times people want to donate, but they don't particularly know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coordinating some of that. They're also working on just getting people, if they need to evacuate, where they're going to go and actually how they're going to get there. So they have the Angel One. It's a big red truck, pretty easy to find up there. And they're at least for the next couple of days, they have that manned. So there'd be information there more specific to
they're
what's
not,
going on.
They're not evacuating now, but they're just preparing for the eventuality, or are they moving people already a little bit out?
I'm not sure. As okay. of this morning, I know we're close to making that determination. I wasn't at the meeting because I'm here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And that's some of the smoke we're experiencing here is what they're dealing with up there.
I think it was
to a certain extent.
Over 1,000 acres. I should check.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and check it. I was looking, Dave, and I know the Bonner County Chaplain motto is a proactive ministry of presence in Bonner County. Your vision is to stand behind those who uphold the law, and your core values are perception, integrity, confidentiality, and excellence. I love all of that, and I love the word presence. To be present in the situation for whatever is needed. And so when we come out to rally this weekend for law enforcement and stand with you guys to honor you and stand with you in honoring other law enforcement, it's really being present. People need to come and be present. If this is what they support, then they need to be here and do that, right?
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, you talked a little bit about a team and the dispatchers, and, you know, quite often when, you know, either myself or one of our deputies shows up on a scene, people see them and recognize that individual. But what they don't see is the 150 people that are standing behind them.
Yes.
You know, from somebody in the maintenance shop making sure the car's going, to the Marine Division, like Jim said, to our dispatch, to our detectives, people that keep peers going, you know, office staff, you know, HR department, you know, there's a lot that is behind one individual standing there. And so for us to be that ministry of presence, and we are proactive. So we're not just waiting for things to happen, but we're actually trying to go out and not make things happen, but to be there and to do things ahead of time so we can be prepared when things do happen.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm so glad that you said that about all the people standing behind, because that's what this rally is all about,
exactly.
For us to step up and stand also ourselves behind all these men and women who serve. I got to interview Lieutenant Doug McGeechee of the Marine Division recently. And in your speaking, Dave, about this, I just pictured in my head all the people that are behind him as those Marine deputies go out and confront what they have to confront every day, whether it's speeding or, I don't know, too close to the shore, and all the people who are complaining, which reminds me of a question I have about bass fishermen.
Uh-oh.
I've been getting a lot of people wanting me to
do... Might not be your guy. You might have to find somebody with a real badge.
Oh, okay. Because I can't tell you how many people want to show on bass fishermen. I'm like, I don't get it. But anyway, yeah, that's for Doug and his crew. But all of these people that stand behind the people we see are being honored. And that's Saturday, Jim?
Saturday, September 10th, this coming Saturday, from noon to 2 p.m. On First Avenue in front of the courthouse and the Sandpoint Community Center.
And just show up with smiles. The signs are going to be there. If you had signs right. from last year, go ahead and bring those. Bring your T-shirts or get a T-shirt. Bring your caps and hats and
flag,
back.
American flag.
Just yes.
Show your support. Show our community that we stand behind our law enforcement, that we encourage them to keep on coming to work every day
exactly.
and doing what they do.
You know what we say is, if I end up in a ditch, who am I going to call? As nice as you are, Jim, I'm not going to call you.
Call me.
You know, I promise I won't call you. I'm going to call 911.
Of course.
And I'm going to get someone in a uniform and a badge, and I don't know which one's going to show up, but they're going to show up for me.
That's right.
Anytime, day or night. It's an amazing thing, and we just really respect that. So what did you Google and find out?
I didn't get it done.
You didn't get it?
Okay. No, sorry.
Jim and I were too fascinating with our conversation, right?
I'd be honest, the phone was ringing, so underneath my leg, so I was trying to shut it off.
He's over there texting, Jim, what can we do? He's a busy man.
Some of my grandkids texting to the table, no phones at the table.
I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen, he's not doing that. That's just a total joke. Anyway, one last time, it's this Saturday, the 10th of September, right here in Sandpoint, right in front of the courthouse, and that's where you can park. If you want, you can get some food and a t-shirt and help support that way, but also really, really, really your presence to stand up and say thank you to all of the people, the men and the women, all of the first responders, police, county deputy sheriffs, EMS, fire, the people who fight fires that are out there today taking care of us. Dispatchers
working in the custody in the jail. That's a really tough job that the public generally doesn't see.
Exactly.
So keep these people in our upfront, in our minds, and in our hearts. And once again, it's about letting. We talked about the number of people and that officer shows up in the scene or deputy. The number of people behind that deputy.
Exactly.
Well, behind those people has to be community.
Yeah.
Public agencies, particularly first responders, have to have support from the community. In order to do the job right.
Like I was saying, they show up when we're in the ditch. Let's show up on Saturday.
Exactly. Great way to put it, Barbara. Perfect.
To say thank you for what they do. All right, you guys, as always, it is a joy to have you here on the station with me. I've got your number. You're on speed dial. I'll have you both back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you for being our voice.
All right.
Honored to be here.
Okay, that's it for right now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Panhandle Patriots, just for you.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is Boundary County's number one brokerage in sales for 2019 and 2020 and again in 2021. Locally owned and operated, located on South Hill and Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home or property, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, Boundary County's number one brokerage. That's the power of blue.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fencing boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 400 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. They are now also offering part-time 20-hour per week shifts. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA, Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now for full or part-time at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Jobs@altafp.com.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We have got it going on for you today. Like I said earlier, we are in your business and on your calendar. We just scheduled Saturday for you with Back the Bonner Blue at noon at the courthouse. And now Sunday, we are going to get on your calendar with the Panhandle Patriots Writing Club. We've got Mike the Viper Birdsong here. Mike, I am just so delighted that we met last year at Back the Bonner Blue, but you have a different event that you're talking about. You guys are doing a ride to honor the people who, the responders and the people who fell on September 11th. So tell us about that event.
Thank you for having us on. Yes, we are doing our annual 9/11 Memorial Ride. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people, this country was under attack, and a lot of people lost their lives that day, and it still continues on. We still have a battle that's going on. This fight is by no means over yet, but it's to honor those on 9/11 who lost their lives, to the first responders, but also some of the people that went and fought overseas. And we have to make sure that people remember this. We have kids that have grown up and have went actually to the Middle East and fought and died, and it's an ongoing 20-year war. So we want to honor the folks that went and fought and died over in the Middle East also.
So it's not just about September 11th, 2001. It's everything that's flowed from that, the people that have given their lives, the families that have suffered and are still suffering to this day. We have people. You know, I just so appreciate how faithful Panhandle Patriots Writing Club is to our veterans in particular. But to remember something like this, to remind us what is happening and continues to happen in America, I think there's a certain battle fatigue and people just kind of forget. And you guys are faithful to remind us this is the real deal and it's still happening.
Well, it is. And unfortunately, a lot of things that are going on in this country now with an open southern border, I mean, there's still an ongoing war. You figure the fentanyl, that stuff that comes into this country, it's killed 100,000 a year. You know, Vietnam was 58,000 some change dead. You know, we have almost Vietnam twice over every single year. The battle goes on. This country's under attack for our very way that we live and in what we believe in the Constitution. You know, it's a struggle.
So if people want to come out and support and remember and honor what we're talking about on Sunday, tell our audience, our Sandpoint Bonner County audience, how they can come and be a part of this and stand with you.
Well, we would love for everybody to come out, bring your flags, support for your country, bring your kids, because young kids need to know and understand history. The thing about history, it should be taught, the good and the bad that goes along with it. So if you don't learn by history, you're bound to repeat it. But for the younger generation, we would like to instill in them a pride in love for country and to honor those that sacrificed their lives so we're allowed to have a country like we have, which I think we're in for a battle to keep it.
Yes.
Still to this day.
We are in the battle right now, I believe, and I know you believe that same thing. So where do we go on Sunday and at what time to stand with you guys?
Well, we're going to start off in Coeur d'Alene on the east side of Sherman at St. Thomas Cemetery. We have a priest from Nigeria. He's been in this country about 6 months. But he loves this country and what this country stood for. He'll be addressing some of the things that in his own country, what they're living in, that we're hoping to avoid in this country. Joe Afari is going to speak also. He was a mayoral candidate in Coeur d'Alene. He's pretty close to the bone on this one. He's from New York, so he's got some experiences he's going to bring to the table. And that will be approximately an hour that we'll be there. We have an honor guard that's going to be there.
What time does it start?
Well, it starts at 1 p.m. in Coeur d'Alene on the east side on Sherman at St. Thomas Cemetery at a veterans memorial that we help install there. But then we want to come here to Sandpoint and everybody link up together. We'll be here at approximately 3 o'clock, and we invite everybody to come down and stand together as Americans and just honor and respect those that died standing up for our freedoms that we enjoy here.
So you're having an opening event at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at St. Thomas Cemetery with speakers and an honor guard in Coeur d'Alene, and then you're going to roll with your bikes and I'm assuming trucks and whoever wants to get in line and and roll.
Well, Panhandle Patriots RC, you don't necessarily have to have a motorcycle. That's why we're an RC, not an MC, but we would like soccer moms in minivans, angry grandmas with MAGA hats and trucks, cars, motorcycles, scooters, you name it.
Coming from Coeur d'Alene to Sandpoint.
Yes,
and
right
where
up 95.
Are you guys going to land in Sandpoint?
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
Oh, so it's 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row at the courthouse.
I love it. So people need to show up at the courthouse right around 3, a little bit before. And
yeah.
There's nothing like, I remember you guys rolling in last year. I was at the courthouse for Back the Bonner Blue, and I heard you guys coming across the Long Bridge. I didn't know what it was. I just heard this rumble roll and I'm like, you know, what is this that's going on? And I cannot tell you the joy and the love and the support that we felt with you guys coming in and re-energizing our event. So we want to support you in this additional event this weekend. Well, so Saturday,
you.
Sunday, we're booking everybody in at the courthouse.
Yes, and Pastor Warren Campbell's actually going to be speaking here at the courthouse at Sandpoint. And he's received a lot of flack for standing up for his community and his country. So come
from
on out, support
who
him.
Who would give a pastor flack for standing up and saying, God bless America?
This is a strange
You don't have
world.
To answer that. But
strange world we live in. I don't quite understand it.
I know. Well, it was strange. This is an opinion show. So even though I've got guests here, I don't know whether they agree or disagree with what I say. But I was astounded a couple of years ago when they closed churches and they didn't close Walmart and Home Depot with no disrespect to Home Depot and Walmart.
Or the liquor stores.
I'm like, oh, the liquor stores were also open.
And the weed
open,
stores
so,
in
you know,
Washington.
So get a clue. There was something about the church. searches that they really didn't want to have happening. So, Pastor Warren Campbell, what church is he with? I don't know that name.
Man, I can't. Oh, you caught me off guard here.
Okay.
He's in Bonner's Ferry, and he's fighting the good fight up there, and he also owns a surplus store up there. So if anybody's interested in that, he's a very good man.
I think I know who he is now. I was at a JBS event, and I'm pretty sure he gave the opening prayer.
An awesome
man of God, Pastor Warren Campbell, will be speaking this Sunday around 3 o'clock at the courthouse when you guys come rolling in. Bring our American flags.
Please.
Bring our smiles.
Bring your smiles, your American flag, your love of country, family. That's what it's all about.
All right. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, I would like our listeners to understand a little bit more about the Panhandle Patriots Writing Club so they can understand who you are and who's putting this event together, because I know a lot of people look at the bikes and the tattoos, and I think they just completely misunderstand who you guys are. I know I did. I was happy to see you guys a year ago, but I was taking a long look and thinking, and I remember when you walked up to me, and I'm like, who the heck is this? But I found out, and it's been a blessing ever since. All right, everybody, stay right where you are. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sawyer Brown is returning to Northern Quest this fall.
Easy is on, and here comes Brad in the backstreet.
Don't miss the iconic up-tempo country bands perform their impressive catalog of high-energy 80s and 90s country hits.
It ain't first class, but ain't what dreams.
Performing live at the Ponderay Pavilion on Sunday, October 2nd.
Some girls don't like boys.
Get your tickets today at northernquest.com. Bacon Brothers are hitting the Ponderay Pavilion stage with their unique blend of folk, rock, soul, and country. Don't miss a performance by the musical duo Michael and Kevin Bacon, sure to get you on your feet. Performing live Friday, October 7th. Get your tickets on northernquest.com.
Hi, this is Chad from The Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
Everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Panhandle Patriots Writing Club. Mike Birdsong is here. He's got the moniker. Is it moniker? Can I say moniker?
Sure.
Or what is it? It's your other name. It's your real name, your inside name.
Yeah, well, it's a road name. Some of the things,
road name. Okay.
Yeah, some of the things that we do, I mean, it's better to have an alter ego or an alias. We make a lot of people angry.
Yeah.
And so they like to dox us and death threats and everything else. So. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think you're in safe territory here and in safe territory with my audience. I'm one of the best audiences in the world. Even when they disagree with me a little bit, they're still faithful and intelligent and thinking. And the thing that I really like about my audience, our audience here, is they are listening and learning. And I feel the same way. So let's listen and learn a little bit about Panhandle Patriots Writing Club. And who you guys are, men and women, what would you say your purpose is?
Well, we've been in the child protection business for quite a while, actually. Anywhere from going into the hoods and running dope dealers out, the playgrounds and stuff, selling dope in there where kids couldn't even go in. And we've escorted a lot of abused children and women of domestic violence to court to ensure their safety. We're still, I mean, children are actually, I would say, still our primary goal, but this whole country and our way of life is actually under attack here. So we do a lot of events where we stand up for the Constitution. We encourage all people of all race, gender, whatever. You know, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. It's time
Amen.
We all stand together. But we've really been going after the stuff that's in the libraries and the school system because they have exemptions now. Anybody, if they want to go to our website, we have links and a QR code. We have a condensed version, a pamphlet of books that are literally right in our local libraries. You know, we don't want people to take our word for it. We encourage you to make an endeavor and go in and find out for yourself and then decide. This material is definitely inappropriate for kids. We're not into censorship in any way.
Yes.
But there's a reason why we put childproof locks on cabinets so kids don't drink bleach and eat lye. You know,
This is definitely an issue in Coeur d'Alene Library, Boundary County, and I even talked to our director about it. He's very open to inviting parents in to express what they're concerned about so they can make sure they're looking at it, and I really appreciate that approach from our library, but there's nothing to be threatened with parents coming in and reviewing and agreeing or disagreeing with books that are in the library for 5-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-olds. It's got to be, I like the language, age appropriate. I mean, if they want whatever they want up in the adult section, that's one thing.
That's right.
But what they've got down there with the little bunnies and the whatever for the 7-year-old, not appropriate. It's graphic and explicit and
very explicit.
Needs to be reviewed by parents. Like you say, parents, you come in and look and see what you think.
Well, you know, sex should be taught by parents. They should be the ones, it's their responsibility to decide when their children learn about that. It's not for any publicly funded place to go there. It's supposed to be a safe place, you know, for all people. But this is not, in the subsequent things that'll come from this type of, from teaching kids about genitalia, mutilation, puberty blockers, when some of these kids grow up and they
you
find
know,
out they're not.
I honestly, one of those things you just said, I don't even know what it is. I mean, I think I know what it is, but I mean, for a 7-year-old, I have to try to figure that out. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is, but you figure the drug abuse and suicide and stuff that will come on and the problems that bring on after that when some of these kids find out they're not gay and they've already had their castration or whatever. It's
well, not to make a joke out of it, who's the guy who said, you know, when I was 7 years old, I wanted to be a pirate, and thank God my parents didn't chop off my leg at the knee so I'd have a peg leg and be a real pirate. I mean, can you even imagine? I know but that really is not that far off the mark, you know.
Well, I ask, this is a true story, I ask two young boys one time, so, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? One literally said a banana, and the other one said that they wanted to be an apple. So they grew up in the public school system, so they pretty much met their goal. But, you know, that's really funny. But the thing is, you know what? Young impressionable minds, they're not mature enough to decide, you know, what gender they want to be. Five-year-olds are, you know, they don't know if they want to be transgendered and all these, you know, I just refer to it as the gay community because these 72 different pronouns.
But it's not even that. It's any kind of sexuality, homosexuality, heterosexuality. It's just not appropriate for our little kids outside the framework of the family. By the way, one other quick word. I want to get back to the event on Sunday, but I was at a meeting, and a couple of years ago, I remember when Antifa and BLM, they were just burning up Portland and Seattle. And
oh,
San
yeah,
Francisco,
they love me.
And they wanted to come in Spokane and wanted to come in Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint. And I don't know if it was you guys or others also, but there was apparently going to be a walk around the Long Bridge here, and men and women that were licensed to carry. We're kind of there just holding on to make sure everything, nothing started burning and nothing started. So I was at a meeting where a person said, and of course, all nameless, I won't even say where I was, but they felt so threatened and so unsafe by the presence of those guns. And thank God there were some of us that spoke up at the meeting and said, I felt safe because of that presence. That made me feel safe because it isn't the gun. It's the heart of the person who's got the gun. You know, the gun is just a tool. It could be, look at who up in Canada, some 17 people with a knife, because probably it was a gun-free zone. So he showed up with a knife. It's what's in his heart or her heart that makes the difference. So you guys carrying, I feel safe.
Well, we believe that what stops a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, we promote education with firearms. Everybody should own one, really, and have their self safe. You're much safer, let's say, a single woman in a house that if she has a pistol and she has an intruder that comes in to do her harm, that pistol's going to work out way better for her than an hour and a half or however long it takes, because, you know, they're trying to defund
police. As long
police.
As she knows how to use it.
We promote
she's
education.
She's got to be educated, so she will use it. Well, all of this and more, the Panhandle Patriots Writing Club, veterans, children, women, you know, just taking care of our safety. And really, I guess I could underline, Viper, what you said at the very beginning, the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we rely on the Constitution. It is what protects us. And so that's what we're celebrating on Sunday at the courthouse around 3 o'clock, and honoring our responders, our veterans, and certainly honoring America, saying God bless America.
God bless America. Yes, and anybody, if they want to go to our website, which is www.panhandlepatriotsrc.com, you'll find a lot of information anywhere, what's going on in the local community, how people can get involved. We would like to set up a task force in you know, all different towns and cities to go after these libraries. Like I said, we don't want people to take our word for it. Let us present the evidence to you. You look at it, you decide, and then you decide if this is acceptable material for young impressionable minds.
Exactly. Parents and grandparents and just involved citizens, you know, check it out and be involved. Your opinion is needed, and your support is needed this weekend, Saturday at the courthouse at noon to support Back the Bonner Blue, and Sunday at the courthouse around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Panhandle Patriots Writing Club is going to roll in. That includes trucks and soccer moms and minivans and anybody else who wants to join in on foot, on horse,
bicycle,
name it. Or bike, you name it. Show up and celebrate this great Country America. And that website again is panhandlepatriotsrc.com, mm-hmm. RC for Writing Club.
Right.
You know, I'm really glad I learned something, as I always do when I talk to you, that RC, you're that for a reason, because that's different than MC.
Oh, yeah.
Motorcycle
huge,
Club.
Huge difference.
Huge difference. Mm-hmm. That's why I just keep going, wow, you guys are just, it's such a different thing. You feed the homeless, you help with veterans, monuments and veterans affairs, and you help kids. I'm going to say one thing, we're running out of time here, is that you said this whole thing about parents being in control of what their parents get. You send them to the store to walk in and buy a package of potato chips. You don't think they're going to find fentanyl on the lower shelf or whatever.
Right. They need to be protected. Sell them a fifth of Jack Daniels in a pack of Marlboro Reds. You know, you assume that adults are going to, you know, they're in control. I mean, this is reason why.
All right, that is it for today. We have got to say goodbye. Come on back next Tuesday, September the 13th. My guest will be Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale. He's the one with all the answers that you need to participate in the upcoming election. Until then, this is Barbara saying, take care of yourselves out there, and may God greatly bless you, my friends.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
That maybe that isn't as resilient as some people thought it could be. I mean... Mm-hmm.